Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. This is the day, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I just praise God right now. I just thank God right now for his mighty works, hallelujah. I give him all the praise, hallelujah. I thank y'all, each and every one, for being on here tonight. I am Amanda Thornton Rice, hallelujah, with my husband, Reverend Leroy Rice, and we just thank you all for coming, for joining with us, hallelujah, praising and lifting up the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We greet you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the Father and the Son and in the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. To grace, peace, and mercy be unto you all. Hallelujah. I pray that y'all had a good day, that you continue to have a good day, a blessed day. Because, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you know we can do all things. Hallelujah. He strengthens us. Hallelujah. He gives us power, hallelujah, to do the things, hallelujah, we need to do, hallelujah. He strengthens us, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, and we thank him for it, hallelujah. I pray each and every day, hallelujah, that I will use my time, the time that he gives me, hallelujah. Mm. I use it wisely, not just living, not just being alive, but to live, just to enjoy the time that he has given me, has given us, hallelujah. And I thank him for it. I thank him for it. Mm. Oh, I bless his holy name. I bless his holy name. Oh, he's an able God. He's an able God. Help me to know that he's an able God, hallelujah. Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. I thank him right now. Hallelujah. I thank him right now. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. I feel like praising him. Oh, I feel like praising him. Yes, praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Oh, glory. I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him. Yes, Lord. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. How about you? Hallelujah. You feel like praising him? I feel like praising him. Yes, Lord. I feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Glory to his name. Oh, I feel like praising him. Yes. I feel like praising him. Yes, Lord. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. You know, hallelujah.
I'm going to praise him when I have a chance. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm going to praise him when I have a chance. I'm going to praise him in the morning.
Praise him all day long.
Feel
Like praise and praising him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. This joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, this joy that I had.
Right.
The world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I had. The world didn't give it to me. Yes. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Oh, this joy that I had. The world didn't give it to me. Yes, this joy that I have.
Says so.
The world didn't give it to me. Oh, yes. This joy that I have.
Thanks.
The world didn't give it to me. Yes, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. Oh, this peace that I have. The world didn't give it to me. All this peace that I had.
That's so.
The world didn't give it to me. All this peace that I had. The world didn't give it to me. Oh, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Oh, this joy that I had. The world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I had.
Yes.
The world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I had. The world didn't give it to me. Oh, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like praising him. Oh, I feel like praising him. Yes, Lord. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Oh, praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, give him glory right now. Give him praise right now. Because he is holy, hallelujah. He is holy, hallelujah. He's a holy God, hallelujah. He's worthy, hallelujah. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah. I thank God for who he is in my life, hallelujah. I thank God for who he is, hallelujah. Who he is in a way and anyhow, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. He's an awesome God. He's an on-time God. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. He's a present God. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. He's with us everywhere that we go. Hallelujah. He said he will not stranded us. Hallelujah. He will be with us everywhere we go to the end of time. He is with us. Hallelujah. He is with us. Hallelujah. I praise him right now. I praise him for his mighty works. I praise him for his wonders. I praise him for his healing power. I praise him. Hallelujah. I praise him. I praise him because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I praise him. I praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise. Oh, glory. Glory, glory. I praise him, I praise him, I praise him because, hallelujah, while I was at work all night long, he watched over me, hallelujah. I praise him because while I'm coming down the road, hallelujah, halfway sleep, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, he see me safely home, hallelujah. I praise him, hallelujah, I praise him, hallelujah. Having a shelter over my head. I praise him. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. For who he is. Hallelujah. For who he He is, hallelujah, he is the great I am, hallelujah. That's who he is. He is the great I am, hallelujah. He is God all by himself. He is God by himself, a mighty God, a mighty God. He is. I just thank him.
Yes,
Mom. I just thank him. I can't praise him enough. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, you teach us, hallelujah. You teach us how to live through your eyes. You teach us how to live the way you want us to live. You teach us, Lord God. You teach us, Lord God, your will, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We depend on you, Lord God. Give us a heart that doesn't want anything more than to worship you, Lord God. Give us a heart, a pure heart, Lord God, a heart that desires only you, Lord God, that desires, Lord God, what you want, Lord Jesus, not what we want, Lord God, but what you want, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, I praise you with all my heart, with all my heart, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you with all of our heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, just come right now and have your way through us, Lord God. Through us, Lord Jesus, because we can't do anything without you, Lord God. We can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read, hallelujah. I'm going to read Psalm 51. Hallelujah. Psalm 51, I'm pretty sure we all is familiar with this chapter, with this book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Psalm 51. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to his name. Holy Spirit, have your way right now, Holy Spirit. It's a have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out all my transgressions. Hallelujah. Wash me thoroughly, Lord God. Wash me, wash me. Wash me from my iniquities and cleanse me, Lord God. Cleanse us, Lord God, from our sins, Lord God. From sin, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For we acknowledge, Lord God, our transgressions, Lord God, and the sins is always before me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, the blameless when you judge, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me, O Lord, purge us, O Lord, with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, Lord God. Wash us, Lord God, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, hallelujah, and blot out all my iniquities. Creating me, Lord God. Creating us, Lord God. Creating us, Jesus, hallelujah. A clean heart, O God, a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God, that loyal spirit, Lord God, that faithful spirit, that committed spirit, Lord God, within us, hallelujah. Cast not me away from your presence, Lord God. Cast us not away, Lord God. Cast us not away, Lord God, from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Hallelujah. But restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver, Lord God. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, Lord God. Open my lips, Lord God. Open our lips, Lord God. And my mouth shall show forth your praises. Hallelujah. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. Hallelujah. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. Oh, these, oh God, you will not despair. You will not despair. Hallelujah. How many know it is better to obey than sacrifice? Hallelujah. It is better to obey than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. I just thank you right now for your word, Lord God. I pray that we'll apply your word to our heart, Lord God, that we sin not, Lord God. Your word, Lord God, is the bread when we are hungry, Lord God. It is, Lord Jesus. It is our thirst, Lord God. It is our water when we thirst, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We pray that each and every one hear your word and do not hinder their heart, Lord God. They that have an ear, let them hear. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you. Just have your way through the man of God right now as he bring the word. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm singing and dancing with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and dancing with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and dancing with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind.
Yes,
Mom. Stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, there's nothing wrong with your mind. Stayed on Jesus. There's nothing wrong with your mind. Stayed on Jesus. There's nothing wrong with your mind. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Woke up with your mind stayed on Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Woke up this morning with your mind stayed on Jesus. I want to give God honor and Apostle Mercer honor and gratitude of thanks for allowing us to be still continuing on this station. I want to thank my wife for partaking in this here service week after week. My wife, Amanda, and God is really using her in a way where that she is growing day by day, and that is a blessing. It's not because of the outside appearance, it's what's on the inside that makes us grow spiritually, because the Spirit lives within us and guides us and keeps us. And then one thing about it, God is so good. He's good to her and good to me and good to every one of us. And I come right now as humble as I know how, preaching God's word so that you be able to get some good food, some spiritual food for the nourishment of your body. Because we need this spiritual food. Because without this spiritual food, we will wither away and die.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have to have spiritual food to keep us living in the Spirit of God. And as I begin to move on, just a little further, I want to pray to God, because I always want to pray to him before I get started, because
Amen.
He is the one that has the means for me to get going like he want me to go.
Amen.
So let us bow down to the Lord and pray. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, is again that I come. I come down to lift you up, because you said if thou be lifted up from this earth, you would draw all men unto you.
Yes.
Lord, I pray now that you would give me just draw me, Lord, with your drawing power. Give me strength to be able to deliver your word in season, out of season, whenever, Lord, in all four corners of the earth. Let your word be heard. Let me be able to be a mouthpiece for you, Lord. But, Lord, let it be not my will, that it be your will, that it shall be done. Lord, right now, I thank you for all that you are have already done, and I thank you for what you're going to do, because, Lord, you haven't finished with us yet. Lord, you're still keeping us with the power of your hand. You're still watching over us, Lord, when we can't even watch over ourselves, Lord. I pray that you would just bless now, not just me, Lord, bless my family in a special way, but not only my family, bless those that's listening here on this station, Lord. Whatever they stand in need of, Lord, I ask you right now that you would pour out your blessings, Lord. Open up your windows like you open up your windows in heaven and pour down rain, a lot of rain upon us, Lord. Bless Apostle Mercer and her family. Keep them strong in your might. Whatever they stand in need of, Lord, I pray that you just supply their every needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, and I pray now that you stop by here tonight, Lord, as I begin to preach your word and spread your gospel to the four corners of the earth. I pray, Lord, now that you would hide me behind this secret desk and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to be coming out of the book of Psalms, the 37th Psalm.
Mm.
And I'm going to use my main focus is going to be the 23rd verse of that psalm. But I'm going to be preaching from part of all of that 37th psalm, because it's some good stuff that God has allowed to be published here in this 37th psalm.
Come on.
And I'm going to, the 23rd verse reads as the following. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And his delight in his way.
Mm.
Listen, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
And he delights in his way.
In his way, yes, Lord.
I'm going to use for a subject, theme or thought, the steps of a good man. The steps of a good man. You see, here, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God directs the steps of a good man and good people. Not only their ways in general, but God's written word, through his word, he orders us. Also, he is particular and peculiar about the steps that we take as a good person. By the whispers of conscience, by saying this is the way. And God wants us to walk in his way. He don't want us to walk in the way of our adversary, but he wants us to walk in his way because he's ordering our steps. He does not always show the way from far off. But you note here, God leads us step by step. Why? Because we are children of his and we are led. So to keep them continuously dependent on his guidance. The steps of a good man. You see, as we become closer to God, I see something here. Every one of us is not considered as being good because the world is divided in a way. There's bad and there is good. But I'm talking right now about the good man. The good man should know God, should know him for himself. Not for me, but for themselves. If my soul is lost, it's not nobody else's fault but mine. So what I'm saying, we need to be led by God. Because God, he tells us that we should be led by him. Because he delights in our way. Even when we fall down, and all of us sometimes have fell down, or if you haven't fell down, you're going to fall down sooner or later. See, what God is saying, that we might fall, but he reaches way down. And he picks us up so we will not be cast down. Because why? Because he upholds us. He upholds us with his hand. He keeps us from all hurt, harm, and all danger. He watches over us when we can't even watch over ourselves. So we serve a God that's worthy to walk with. God is keeping us. He's keeping us so that we be able to see plainly. See, that's what's wrong with the world today, because they are blind sometimes. They can't see plainly. They don't see God as some of us see God. They only see themselves sometimes. And that's when you fall into divers temptations and you get yourself into trouble, because you only see yourself and you only see the things that's offered to you down here that the devil offers you, and you get yourself in trouble. And when you fall down, you got to look to the hills so God can reach down. God don't forget us. He reaches down and he'll pick us up again and put our feet on a solid rock. God is ordering the steps of a good man. My Bible teaches that all of us sometime in our lives was young. But now we begin to get old. But God says here he had never seen the righteous forsaken and nor his descendants begging bread. If we got a hand in God's hand, we don't have to worry. God said that no matter how old you might be, you still is going to take care of you, because you don't have to beg for anything. Because God, my Father, God, my Father, God, got it all. He owned everything. You don't have to go standing on that corner with a plate begging for change and begging for food. You don't have to worry, because God feeds the sparrows in the air, and you know God will feed you. God got it all. God got it all. So all you got to do now, you got to do some work here. Can I work on this thing a little while? You got to do some work here now. Your steps, that's ordered by God, it just don't happen just like that. It don't happen just by you just sitting around and doing nothing about it. You got to do some work here now. What you talking about, preacher? I'm in the church on Sunday morning. I go to prayer, sir, but you got to do some house cleaning. What you're talking about now is that you got to make sure that the inside is clean, so that the outside will shine like silver and like gold. What I'm saying is, you got to depart now from all evil. And God says in his word, to do good, you got to depart from all evil. You got to dwell in the house of God. You got to be adopted into his family. You got to be heirs and joint heirs of him. You cannot continue on walking down the wrong road and think that your steps is being ordered by the Lord, because your steps is not going to be ordered by the Lord, because God says, I'm not going to dwell where there's filth. I'm not going to dwell in an unclean place. I've got to come out with antique residence. That place is going to be swept clean. See, God don't forsake us, though. God stands by us in every way. God will preserve us. Don't you know we are preserved by God when we our steps is being ordered by God? We are preserved by him. What you talking about, preacher? We are preserved not for just today, not for just tomorrow, not for next week. We are preserved forever when our steps is being ordered by the Lord, because we are the descendants of him. We have been born and adopted into his family. You see, but now look here. When we are walking like God wants us to walk, and we are being ordered by him, our steps is being ordered by him, you see, the wicked will come up against us, always trying. When we get close to God, that's when our enemy begins to try to come in to steal the joy that God gives us, the joy that no man gives us, the joy that we have. God gave it to us. And the wicked will come up against us. But don't you worry, my sisters and my brothers. My Bible teaches that the wicked shall be cut off. They shall be put under our feet. The wicked cannot accomplish what God is doing for us. The wicked will be cut off. But the righteous, shall inherit the land, my Bible says. If they inherit the land, it's not just for one day. Bible showed me that it's forever. The righteous speaks. They got wisdom, and they speak wisdom because it comes from God. You see, the Lord will not leave us, or nor will he forsake us. He will stand by us in every way, because he got us in the palm of his hand. if we walk in the order that God is leading us as being a good man. A good man knows God. A good man obeys God. A good man follows God. A good man don't lie, don't steal, don't hate. A good man loves his neighbor as he loves himself. A good man has got to be qualified to be able to say that he accepts to be ordered by the Lord. And we are, sometimes we think we are good. But Jesus said in his word, you see, he said one time, his word does none good, but like my Father which is in heaven. But still, we are being led by the Lord. But now, as I move on, just a little fellow, you see, we got to commit our way to who? Not to man, but we got to commit our way to the Lord. And if we commit our way to him, we got to put some trust in him. Get up, preach a little while. We got to trust him. We got to trust him so much that let him have his way with us. Trust him in the morning. Trust him in the noonday. Trust him at night. Trust him when we can't even find our way. Trust him. Because he says, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. No man can come into the power but by me. Jesus said, trust me. And don't you know, if we would just put our trust in him, he shall bring whatever that we desire to pay. He will bring it to pay. The Lord, do good as we dwell in this land. My Bible here tells me also that we need to delight ourselves. What you talking about? In who? In God. Delight ourselves in him. And he will give you what you need. He says, I will give you desire. You might can't know where they're coming from right now. But if you only trust in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. We have desires in our heart that we desire for something. But we don't know where it's coming from right then. But if we trust in God, we don't have to worry. Because God can raise up anything that's impossible for us to raise up. God can make anything that we can't make come to pass. Jesus, he took he fed 5,000 people. You remember we just two loaves of bread. And it fed those people. But I stopped to tell you, it's not about that. We got to walk. We got to walk in the steps. And we got to walk as a good man. Because if we are not walking in the way that God wants us to walk, we surely going to fall. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So now we got to keep our hands in his hand. We got to be cleansed. We got to know who we know. Because the Lord knows everything. He said, I know the days of the upright. I know the inheritance. and they shall be forever. Because all we got to do, we got to put aside our own way of seeing things. And we got to wait. Wait on the Lord. God's way in our hearts and our minds. And if we wait on him, it might not come when we want it. But if we wait on him, it'll come right on time. Because I serve a God that's an on-time God.
Yes, yes.
He says, it might not come, my boy, when you want. But don't think I have forgot you. I'm going to bring it to pass if we wait on him. And he will exalt us. He will. The wicked will come and try to stop us. But God got great power.
Mm-hmm.
He got power to raise up the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He got power to unstop the deaf ear. He got power to heal the blinded eye. He got power to even fix those withered hands.
Mm-hmm.
He got power to cleanse the leprosy.
Mm-hmm.
He got power to stop the blood in that woman that had to issue blood for 12 long years. He got power when the woman come to the well to draw with no bucket. He got power to send her on her journey, fixing, and so she would not be sinning no longer. He got power.
Jesus.
He got power. So much power. Look at the power. Come here, Moses. Come here, Moses. Come there, Moses. Look at Moses. Moses began to depend on God. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, they went out from Pharaoh. And when they went out from Pharaoh, Pharaoh's army said, I'm not going to let them go. I'm going to track them down. They began to come on them. And they were between the sea shore, the Red Sea shore, and they was a Pharaoh's army behind them. They didn't have nowhere to go but to Jesus, but to God. Moses said, I'm going to call on him. I know he got the answer. I can't run back. I can't go forward. I got to stay between, but I got to depend on God. And as he depend on God, he looked up to the heavens, and God said, Moses, and God said, Moses, what that you got in your hand? All you got to do is stretch it out across the sea, and the sea will open up. I guarantee you, it's going to open up, because I am with you, and your steps is being ordered by me. All you got to do is trust me, and I'm going to save you at a time like these. When it stretched it out, tell me the sea began to rise and the sea began to open up like a highway in the water, and they went across, went on across, got on the other side. Pharaoh saw me, looked after the sea being open. They thought they could cross, but God spoke to Moses. Said, Moses, I got to close up this sea. What you got in your hand? All you can work with, all you got to do again, reach out, and that sea going to close up and going to swallow up Pharaoh's army. Swallow up Pharaoh's army. That's why it got that name. So much blood was shed it down. That's why they called it now the Red Sea, because the bloodstained banner that has been shed it there at the sea. I come by to tell you, God is with us. He was with him. He was with the Israelites. Don't you know, not only that, God seen Moses. Moses believed, trust in God. He walked with God. He talked with God. So his steps were automatically ordered by the Lord, because the Lord was leading him, brought him out of Egypt, brought him from under Pharaoh. He sent him down to deliver those people, those Israelites. So Moses had been walking with God for a long time, and Moses knew God. So God was leading him. God was leading him every step of the way. God didn't leave him. God didn't run from him. Any time that Moses got in a difficult situation, he looked to the hills for which cometh his help, and his help came from the Lord. We got to look now to the hills for which cometh our help. If our steps is being ordered by the Lord will come through for us. You remember, come on, Moses, once again, when they was hungry, didn't have no food, and the Israelites grumbled, and they talked, and they said, we should have stayed back there with Pharaoh, because we could have had food. But listen here, Moses depended on God. Moses spoke to God. God said, don't worry, I'm going to rain down now from above, and rain down now enough to feed those Israelites. And not only that, he gave them water to drink, because God was on Moses' steps, and Moses walked with him. Moses talked with him. Moses listened to him. Moses was obedient to him. And that's what we need to be. We need to be like Moses. We need to be like Moses. A good man. A good man. His steps was ordered. Because God is the only one that can really see us through. When the times get hard and the way seems rugged and the hills begin to get hard to climb, we know this one thing we know. We can't get over those hills all by ourselves. We got to have one that knows the hills. We got to have one that made the hills. We got to have one that can make the hills come down so we can cross over the rough places. He knows he can make those smooth. He can open up a highway where there is just rocky land. Because God is able. He's able. He's able. And I'm so glad that he's able. I'm so glad that he orders my steps. I tell you, every now and then, I have been fallen by the wayside. But as I grow, day by day, getting closer to God, I find out that God is with me. Even in the time of the storms, even when hellhounds get on my track, even when stumbling blocks falls in my way, God is with me. Because why? I am walking in his status. I'm doing what he would have for me to do that's pleasing in his sight. I'm not being led by Satan. I'm being led by God Almighty. So my steps is being ordered by the Lord. And he is my strength in the time of trouble. I'm about to. And he will come to my rescue and help me when I need to be delivered from my enemies. Not only that, he will hide me in his pavilion. He allows his holy tabernacle fall prize on me. Why? Because I trust in him. Why? Because I obey him. Why? Because I'm waiting patiently for him. Why? Because he inclines to me. Why? Because he hears my cry. Why? Because he brought me up out of the horrid pit. Why? Because he put my feet on the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. And he established, Lord have mercy, he established my steps. And he put a new song, Lord have mercy, in my mouth. In that song here, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the new day. Praise him all day long. Praise him when you are hungry. Praise him when you're thirsty. Praise him when you don't have shelter over your head. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. That's the new song he put in my mouth. To praise him. Praise him. Even when fear comes, praise him. Even when we are being tracked down by our adversary, praise him.
Praise him.
I will trust in the Lord.
Yes.
I will trust in him. Because he said that if I trust him, if you trust him, that we will be our best people. Because he said, if you just touch me, he does not turn aside from us if we just trust him. He says also, and I'm too, delight to do your will, my Lord. Oh God, we got to speak what we need to speak, because we got to light ourselves in the Lord. He's going to give us the desires of our heart. But not only that, we got to get on the right road. I'm telling you, there's two ways. There's a broad way and there's a narrow way. And those that's on the broad way is many. But on that narrow way, there's few. And if you are not on that narrow way, you can rest for assurance that your steps is not being ordered by the Lord. Because when your steps is being ordered by the Lord, you're going to be on that narrow way. Because you're going to be on that way that leads to eternal life through Christ Jesus. Going on up to be up yonder in that mountain. The way he says that I have gone away and I have prepared a place for you. I'm coming again and I'm going to receive you unto myself. All we got to do is delight ourselves in his way. Though we might fall down, but we shall not utterly be cast down. For the Lord upholds him. Upholds us. Lord, have mercy. He upholds us when we can't even walk. Without him holding our hand, we can't even talk. Without him speaking, allowing us to have a tongue to speak. God upholds us when we utterly cast down. He will raise us up.
Yeah.
We in his hand.
With his
he will carry us in his bosom. He would care when we can't even walk. Sometimes, you know, where there is just two sets of footprints that the man seen in the sand. Should have been four sets, but it was just two sets. It was just one set. because God had took that man and he was carrying him. So the only steps was in the sand was God's son Jesus' steps, because he carried them. Don't you know he carries us? When we can't carry ourselves, he will reach way down and he'll pick us up and he'll carry us as a little child. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, it is again that I come trusting in you. I come, Lord, because you are the only answer to my way down here in this world to live a life worth living in a land down here. Lord, I thank you for all that you do in my life. Right now, Lord, if there's one that don't know you, by the pardon of his sins, I ask you right now that you would reach way down. Open up their minds so they can have a mind to come crying to you to get it right with you. Because we are living in a time where we need to get right. Because tomorrow is not promised to you, and the day is not even promised. But Lord, we just want to thank you right now. We want to thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spiritually food that feeds us day by day. We just thank you. Now, Lord, as we begin to get ready to leave, I pray, O Lord, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide in us, henceforth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, my wife Amanda is going to come and close out the rest of the service.
Praise God, praise God, praise God for the word. He is greatly to be praised. I thank the man of God for bringing the word, hallelujah. The steps of a good man ordered by the Lord, and he delights himself, his ways, in his ways, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, without you, we can't do nothing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being our way maker, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our light in the darkness, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you came, Lord Jesus. You came, hallelujah, to save, hallelujah, but not to condemn, Lord God. You came, hallelujah, to save the world, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name, Lord God. We love you today, Lord God. We love you today, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. And I say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for your many works, Lord God. Thank you for your blessings, for your blessings, for your blessings, Lord God. Thank you for your blessings, Lord God, when we're in the fields, outside. Thank you, Lord God, where we go and where we go, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And cover us, Lord God, with your blood,
yes,
as we end tonight, Lord God.
Lord,
each and every one, Lord God, in the name of
Jesus.
We love you, Lord. And just know we love each and every one that's listening right now in the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To the name of Jesus. Glory,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, glory,
Jesus.
Glory. Yes.